all of this stuff is just worthless. It really is. It's just, you know, we look in the history books and we look at the crash, the 1920 stock market crash, and then we look at inflation and those tough times that and we go, man, how did they? It wasn't in the 20s, it was in the 30s. No, it's 20. But no, it was 20s. I think so. But how did they get to this point? And how, you know, people used to make fun of grandma who stuffed money. Oh, she's a depression baby. She didn't trust banks, so she just kept the money in her house. We should have learned from our elders, right? We should have learned from our elders. Somebody in the somebody's asking in the chat room about stuff to barter. Listen, JB, do you want to get something great to barter that will be worth a lot? Coffee. These are outside the box thinking. Coffee, alcohol, wine, tequila, stuff like that. Because alcohol can be used as an antiseptic in addition to drinking. So coffee is a good one to buy if you're looking for stuff like that. Alcohol is a good one to buy. There's always stuff. Think of modern conveniences for people. Even things like aspirin. Think about if you have aspirin and everything goes belly up and people don't have access to it. There are, I mean, we always say like bullets, you know, silver and food and all that stuff. And yes, that's true. Absolutely. But tobacco is another one. Pipe tobacco, cigarettes, tea. There are all these modern conveniences that we have that people overlook. I stock up on a lot of coffee because there's always like the cheap coffee. You know, like your Folgers or whatever, and the little packets, the little instant coffee packets. You get one of those, it comes in packs of five. That's five things you can barter with, right? You have that, the little whisk, the little tequila bottles, the little sample tequila bottles, soap, Schaefer. That's correct. All these conveniences that people have, you know, think about those, because in places like Venezuela, where they've already gone through all this stuff, they don't have access to stuff like soap, coffee, all those kinds of things. Shoes, socks. Think about socks. Think about how important socks are to people. I always think about, I know, I'll get back to my headlines in a second, but this was a good question. Great, Schaefer, that's the guy, Scoach, for items to barter. See, he's got the Folgers can. He's got the Folgers can in the back. He's got some Southern Comfort. All these kinds of stuff, candles. But I always say to myself in the wintertime, and I do this every morning. It's almost like a routine for me now because I can't sleep with socks on. It's weird. I know it's maybe TMI for some of y'all, but I can't sleep with socks on. But my feet are cold in the morning. And what do you have to keep warm in order to keep warm? There are certain points, your feet, your wrists, the top of your head. Those are points you have to keep warm. And I always say to myself, man, it's crazy what a thin pair of clothing over your feet will do. Tar Heel Militia, you say Folgers coffee is not coffee until there's no more coffee. Then you'll be like, it'll work. but it's also pretty cheap. Yeah, a lot of toothpaste, right? Toothpaste. There's a lot of stuff. I know we kind of say, like, get silver, get bullets and stuff like that. And I don't want people to get kind of tunnel vision. Well, I have to just get bullets and, yes, get as many bullets as you can. Silver is good. All these things are good. But let's also don't get overwhelmed and say, well, I can't afford silver. I can't afford bullets, or I don't have a gun, or whatever they get, then that's okay. I don't want you to freak out, and I don't want you to be worried. There's plenty of things you can barter with. All our people in the chat room are helping out, too, at crusadechannel.com/chat, except Tar Heel Militia, who's just being very mean about Folgers coffee. But I'm kidding with you, Tar Heel, because Folgers coffee is crap. Go to shop.mikechurch.com, get your coffee there. Right? So there's tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. We just came up with it. Coffee, toothpaste, alcohol, socks, cigars, or any kind of tobacco. Any kind of tobacco is great. So just check it out. It's not, if you're looking to kind of get some bartering items or any of this other stuff, then it'll be fine. But that's just things. And also, JB, we're trying to talk about stuff that you can buy that won't break the bank for you. You can go, there you go. Thank you, Tar Heel. You can go to the Dollar Tree and get socks. You can go to the Dollar Tree and get tissue paper, toilet paper. Remember, we were at a point 2 years ago where people were literally going to barter with toilet paper. So just think about all that. All right, let me get back to Rip and reading some headlines. I just thought that was such a good question. Thank you, JB, for that. That was a great question because I know we're like, get silver, rah, rah, rah. And you're like, but I can't do that. Or I don't want to do that. Or I already have that. Or whatever the case may be is. It's a good question. So thank you. That was awesome. Tools. Yeah. Tools. Hand tools. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? If you wanted batteries. Batteries could be something you could grab. Let's get back into this. Russia secretly adds 7,000 troops near Ukraine. You mean the Russians put 7,000 more troops on their side of the border? The nerve. I mean, they are trying so hard to make this war happen. Right? They are trying so hard to make the... Come on! Do war! Motor oil. Big one. Good call, Lord Sidious. Motor oil. Oh, gun oil. Right? Gun oil for gun parts. Think about that. Your AR-15 is not going to work if you don't clean it. U.S. Oh, I said it before, so I'll say it now. I'll say it with this headline. Told you. It's going to come back up, so it's okay. I always deliver for my audience that I love here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. The U.S. goes after China for balking on its free trade agreement. Wouldn't have happened if Trump was there.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China. China.
I mean, free trade agreements are stupid anyway, but I had to get the China in there, so. I had to get the Chinese, how do you get the soundbite in? Because if I don't, people get mad. They say, Rick, where's the soundbite? The Educational Department cancels $415 million in student debt for victims of for-profit college fraud. Oh, man, I should have gone to a for-profit college. The Education Department announced Wednesday that it canceled another $415 million in federal student loan debt owned by nearly 16,000 borrowers who were misled by for-profit colleges. Oh, I'm sorry, Ave. You can still throw in your stuff in the chat room, your gifts. Everybody waits to see them. So he breathes like that because he's got such a big brain that I need all the air in the room to activate it. I don't know. Just do. Sorry. Although, to do impressions, you need a tick like that to kind of go off of. And thankfully, he has that because that way you can kind of lock into it. I already said that. Senators have introduced a bill to limit harmful effects of social media on the young people, the young kids. Legislators on Wednesday introduced a bipartisan bill aimed at protecting children from potentially harmful impacts of the social medias. The bill was sponsored by Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee and Richard Blumenthal, the demon from Kentucky, as Congress held 5 hearings on the dangers of social media for children and teenagers aged 16 years or younger in recent months, including one at which a whistleblower, oh, remember this lady? This whistleblower, the Facebook whistleblower. So what is this supposed to do? The Kids Online Safety Act of 2022. This already sounds terrible. Social media companies would be required to provide privacy options. The bill would give parents tools to track time spent in the app, limiting purchases, and help to address addictive usage. It would require social media companies to prevent and mitigate harm to minors, including self-harm, suicide, eating disorder, substance abuse, sexual exploitation, and unlawful products for minors like alcohol. How do they mitigate that? How do they prevent that? This is literally a nothing bill. Social media companies would be required to use a third party to perform independent reviews. That's a nothing burger. Social media companies would be required to give kids data to academic and private researchers. What the hell does that mean? The biggest pervs are in academia anyway. The scientists would then use that data to do more research.